Good evening, this is your Tesla Daily Update for May 30th, 2026. Let's dive into today's top Tesla headlines. In a major regulatory breakthrough, Texas has officially authorized Tesla to commercially operate driverless vehicles as of May 28. This follows Senate Bill 2807, which created a statewide framework for automated vehicles. Tesla has self-certified its Robotaxi software as Level 4 autonomous. Mass production of the Cybercab is already underway at Giga Texas, with vehicles rolling off the line autonomously. The Austin Robotaxi fleet has already achieved a crash rate below the human baseline. On the software front, Tesla released FSD version 14.3.3 on May 17, featuring a new intervention-free live streak counter. The system can now recognize and follow police officer hand gestures. FSD has now been approved in a third European country, and European Tesla owners have logged 10 million kilometers on FSD in just 1 month. Paid FSD subscribers now total 1.28 million, up 170,000 from last quarter. However, FSD V14 is rolling out exclusively to Hardware 4 vehicles. Owners with legacy Hardware 3 will not receive the update. Tesla's spring update is bringing new features including voice assistant Hey Grok with location-based reminders, blind spot warning accent lights, customizable pet mode, and Apple Music integration. Meanwhile, software update 2026.20, rolling out starting today, introduces parental controls and security improvements. In infrastructure news, Tesla is advancing mega charger projects across Texas freight corridors including San Antonio, Laredo, and Houston, signaling a push into electric freight operations. Looking at the numbers, Tesla shares closed at $435.79 on May 29, slipping 1.43% after a six-day rally. The stock is up about 6% over the past week and 17% in the last month. Q1 2026 revenue came in at $22.4 billion, up 16% year-over-year. However, analysts are watching Tesla's capital expenditure guidance of over $25 billion for 2026 with some caution. That's all for today's Tesla update. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news.